Good morning. It's Sunday, March 8th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. Severe storms swept across the U.S. Midwest, leaving at least six dead and more than a dozen injured. Michigan reported four fatalities, including 12-year-old Silas Anderson in Edwardsburg, while Oklahoma confirmed two deaths. Tornadoes uprooted trees, downed power lines, and damaged homes in Union City and Three Rivers, Michigan. Video shared online showed debris flying and massive whirlwinds tearing through neighborhoods. Branch County Sheriff's Office confirmed injuries and significant structural damage. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer activated a state emergency to coordinate resources. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt also declared emergencies across multiple counties. Authorities warned severe weather could persist into the weekend, with thunderstorms and flash flooding expected from the Great Plains to Texas. Recovery and rescue efforts are ongoing. Another news. U.S. investigators suspect Chinese government-linked hackers targeted an FBI computer network holding information on domestic surveillance orders. The breach, first noticed on February 17, involved sophisticated techniques on an unclassified system, with the full scope still unclear. Agencies involved in the investigation include the FBI, National Security Agency, Department of Homeland Security, and CISA, according to reports. A White House official said it regularly convenes meetings to discuss any cyber threat to the U.S. without detailing this case. The intrusion raises concerns about national security and sensitive law enforcement data. Officials continue forensic investigations and remediation as they assess the potential impact and prevent further access. Around the world, Iran's assembly of experts has reached a consensus on a successor to the late Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, though officials note obstacles remain. The announcement comes as U.S.-Israeli airstrikes hit oil depots across Iran, producing thick smoke over Tehran and multiple fires, and a drone strike set ablaze a government building in Kuwait. Residents report widespread destruction and fear, with some expressing anger at domestic political conditions. The selection of a new leader is being closely monitored internationally, with Israel warning it could target successors. Analysts say the leadership transition occurs amid escalating regional conflict and ongoing retaliatory attacks across the Gulf. Another news. Rapper-turned-politician Balendra Shah has unseated former Prime Minister Sharma KP Oli in his parliamentary constituency, receiving 68,348 votes to Oli's 18,734. Shah's Rashtriya Swatantra Party appears poised for a broader election victory, tapping into youth dissatisfaction and Gen Z voters who led protests that toppled the government last September. The party has pledged ambitious economic reforms, including creating 1.2 million jobs and doubling Nepal's per capita income within 5 years. Analysts say Shah's rise represents a generational shift in Nepalese politics, challenging decades-long dominance by established parties. Youth participation and first-time voters were key in shaping the outcome. His win signals momentum for political change across the country. Another news. Global warming has sped up significantly over the past decade, according to the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research. The study found temperatures rising at roughly 0.35 C per decade since 2015, compared with 0.2 C per decade from 1970 to 2015. Researchers used data from NASA, NOAA, and Berkeley Earth, adjusting for natural influences like El Niño, volcanic eruptions, and solar activity to clarify trends. Study co-author Grant Foster explained that filtering out natural noise highlighted the underlying warming signal. Lead author Stefan Rahmstorf noted the acceleration has a statistical certainty of over 98%. Scientists warn the trend underscores urgent global action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.